From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under fire for disclosures that the National Security Agency has been collecting the phone records of millions of Americans, NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the Attorney General tried to reassure Senate lawmakers about the program in testimony today.
Eric Holder told lawmakers he couldn't say much about the highly classified data collection program. But the Attorney General says the issue should come as no big surprise on Capitol Hill.
Members of Congress have been fully briefed as these issues, matters have been underway.
To which Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski says,
this fully briefed is something that drives us up the wall.
Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Appropriations Panel say they want more details in a closed session to be sure the government isn't overreaching and violating people's privacy. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing looking into an inspector general's report on excessive spending on conferences by the IRS. NPR's Tamara Keith reports one focus of this hearing has been videos produced for a 2010 conference in Anaheim, California.
The report shows the IRS spent more than $4 million on that one conference, with an estimated $50,000 going to produce a pair of videos, including one with a Star Trek theme. Elijah Cummings is the ranking member of the committee.
And I swear to God, I have looked at that video over and over again. And I swear, I do not see the redeeming value.
It left committee chairman Daryl Issa with some questions.
What were you thinking? Were you thinking this will never be seen? Or were you thinking, how will this look when it is seen?
He was asking Ferris Fink, the commissioner of the IRS division that held the conference.
They are embarrassing, and I regret the fact that they were made.
And he said videos like that wouldn't be made now. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama is at a middle school in Mooresville, North Carolina, pledging to help bring digital learning to U.S. classrooms.
Today, I am directing the Federal Communications Commission, which is the FCC, to begin a process that will connect 99% of America's students to high-speed broadband internet within 5 years. Within 5 years, we're going to get it done.
Obama says far fewer U.S. students are connected to high-speed internet compared with other nations. Democratic U.S. Representative John Dingell of Michigan is reaching a milestone. As of tomorrow, he will be the longest-serving member of Congress, where he began his career more than a half century ago. Dingell tells NPR about one of his proudest moments.
The single vote that was most important, and it was one that almost cost me my job, was the vote and the fight that I participated in to get the Civil Rights Act of 1964 enacted into law.
He served the people of Michigan for 57 years, 5 months, and 25 days. This is NPR. The public is paying its final respects this hour to the late Senator Frank Lautenberg, who died this week from viral pneumonia. This afternoon, an honor guard carried the New Jersey lawmaker's coffin up the steps of the U.S. Senate, where he served nearly 30 years. Though he missed a number of votes this year due to health problems, the Democrat returned to the Senate in a wheelchair for votes on gun legislation. At 89, Lautenberg was the chamber's oldest member and the Senate's last surviving World War II veteran. Historic floods are wreaking havoc in cities and towns across Central Europe, many of them in Germany. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin. Residents and emergency crews work through the night to bolster riverbanks and build sandbag barriers as floodwaters that killed 16 people roared north.
Ich habe sowas auch noch nie gemacht und ich dachte mir, jetzt packen wir mal mit an.
Frederick Wolf told German Public Radio that he is one of many volunteers in the city of Halle who came to reinforce area riverbanks. He says, I've never done something like this, but we've never had this happen either. Some 30,000 Halle residents were told to evacuate. In the eastern German city of Dresden, sandbags and barriers appeared to hold as the water peaked, sparing it the damage of massive flooding 11 years ago. The situation in the Bavarian town of Deggendorf remains critical as another levee burst and the Danube River engulfed entire neighborhoods. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Before the closing bell, Dow is up 80 points at 15,041, NASDAQ up 23 at 3424, S&P 500 also up 13. This is NPR.